Weaning obviously is a stressful period. Transportation is a stressful period. Starting pigs in a new environment, all that is stressful. So, you know, I think trying to understand the logistics and the dynamics and everything that's at play there, and try to minimize as many of those challenges as you can. Obviously, there's not a one size fits all, you know, stress-free protocol. But especially this time of year with weather challenges and pigs that may be getting chilled on trucks and things like that, you know, trying to make sure that, you know, you're putting the pigs into the best environment that you can.
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible.
Through innovative solutions, cutting-edge research, and world-class experts, Boehringer Ingelheim helps producers operate with complete confidence. Learn more at bi-animalhealth.com. Ralco, proven science, practical results.
Welcome to the Swine Health Black Belt Podcast, the latest swine health research digested for you. My name is Dr. Clayton Johnson, and I'm the host of the podcast. Joining me in our podcast studios this week is Dr. Taylor Engel. Dr. Engel is a veterinarian with Minton Veterinary Services in Ohio. Taylor, thanks so much for coming on to the podcast. We're going to talk today about starting pigs in the nursery. Let's start out, Taylor, with like the must-haves, right? If you got like kind of a checklist, the top 3 to 5 things that are non-negotiables, if we do these things right, they're the most important to ensure a good startup.
Absolutely. Well, Clayton, thank you for having me on the podcast. I'm happy to be here. You know, I think really at an everyday level, there's three main focal points, you know, that I see in a nursery that I talk to different producers about to just really help give your pigs the best chance you can to fight disease, overcome challenges, and really, you know, take off to the best of their potential. And when you look at those three things, the first thing would be try to minimize the stressors, right? Weaning obviously is a stressful period. Transportation is a stressful period. Starting pigs in a new environment, all that is stressful. So, you know, I think trying to understand the logistics and the dynamics and everything that's at play there and try to minimize as many of those challenges you can. Obviously, there's not a one-size-fits-all, you know, stress-free protocol, but especially this time of year with weather challenges and pigs that may be getting chilled on trucks and things like that, you know, trying to make sure that, you know, you're putting the pigs into the best environment that you can. So the second thing, too, that I think is also important would be really focusing on the environment, and they kind of go hand in hand, because when you think about young, small pigs, you know, they really do need to be cared for, and we have to focus on pig comfort and things like that. And the best thing we can do is put them in an environment to succeed. If we put them in an environment that's not set up for success, they're not going to do well, right? So I think those are probably the first two things. And then obviously the third thing would be to get them to eat. So just, you know, if we break those three things down, you know, when you think about possible stressors, transportation, having a good relationship with the hauler and the sow farm, just clear communication. Hey, things happen at the sow farm. We're going to, you know, wean earlier in the day, or maybe we have to wean later in the day. And a lot of times those types of conversations can help a nursery producer make sure the barn's heated at the right time, make sure they've got feed in the feeders and things like that.
Salmonella presents significant challenges to pig health and performance and poses food safety risks to humans. As the first and only vaccine offering live attenuated strains of both Salmonella cholera suis and Typhimurium, Enterasol Salmonella TC from Boehringer Ingelheim protects pigs against both serotypes with a single oral dose. Talk to your Boehringer Ingelheim representative to learn more.
Taylor, what do you see the things that get in the way of doing that stuff? If you go to a site and the site says, we're having issues with this startup, it's not going well, what are the things that you kind of, when you walk in and see them, you're like, this is the 8th time I've seen this exact same thing?
Yeah, you know, as a veterinarian, a lot of times it's managing the people, which is more difficult than the animals. And especially in the wintertime, snowstorms, cold snaps, things like that. I think you know, every veterinarian probably has had those conversations where you're talking to a producer and they know that they haven't done something that's critical to solving, you know, to combat a stressor, right? And, you know, you see a lot of barns where they're closing up the barns and trying to, you know, seal them up in the middle of the snowstorm versus, you know, being a little bit more preventative the day before, doing things like that. You know, when you're unloading pigs, it's probably not the best time to be fixing a fan or something like that, or, you know, putting up plastic and foam and things like that. So understanding like what's going to happen, where there might be stressors is probably the best thing a producer can do. And working with your vet, I mean, every barn kind of has its own set of circumstances and challenges that it's kind of that dynamic together where it becomes a little bit more of a conversation with your veterinarian or your production people.
When you think about the people side of things, Taylor, you know, if a producer's got to train somebody on how to identify and care for sick pigs, or they got to train somebody on making sure the barn is optimized as good as it can possibly be, right? Two very different skill sets, animal husbandry one, and really the other one's kind of mechanical and engineering. Where would you encourage the producer to start? Like, what do you think is the one we could maybe live without for a little bit? But man, if we get this part wrong, then it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's a great question. And to me, I would try to really focus on educating a producer on the mechanical side of the barn. Because if you understand how it operates and you understand where things break down, you know, you're always going to have a subset of the population that needs to be treated. But hopefully focusing on pig comfort and the environment, you know, just little things like leaky waters or waters that have too much water pressure can really impact pigs' performance in the nursery. And getting a producer to understand how those tiny micro nuances do add up to a pig. And the other thing that's important on, you know, the environment and stressors are kind of, they go hand in hand, but those stressors can become additive and they get stacked on top of each other. So if the water's just a little bit too high or the feed's just a little bit stale and they're just a little bit too crowded, those things can start to add up and become bigger problems and you know, continue to affect that group throughout the entire nursery phase.
Yeah, the pig can generally handle one stressor, you know, like the weaning event. You know, we're not going to get away from that being a stressor, but it's when you pile one on top of the other, you get to the, you know, the old saying, the straw that broke the camel's back. A lot of times is where it is. And when pigs get sick in the nursery, if you and I are doing diagnostics, it's not common that we find a lot of bugs that are shocking. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, I found some E. coli, I found some strep, I found some parasuis. Those bugs are going to be there. They're just taking advantage of that compromised environment.
Yep. And I think too, when you educate your producers, you know, thinking about sanitation and the prep before you get those pigs, the better job we do cleaning, and everybody understands the importance of it, but not everybody does it, right? It's kind of like everybody knows that they should get up and go to the gym every morning, but not everybody does that. And, you know, focusing on the sanitation part is crucial to that environment because, you know, there are several different universities that have, you know, shown data after, you know, cleaning, you know, how much bacterial load is still present, right? And then that's just part of farming, you know, whatever type of livestock you're going to be raising it, that's just a challenge with it. But really focusing on, okay, you know, kind of the white glove test, you know, is it as clean as it possibly can be? And is it dry and warm? Or are we putting pigs in an area where, man, we just got it cleaned, but we got to cram it in there. And a lot of times with pig production, it's this throughput mentality where we're just pushing that line between being, you know, right on the cusp of creating a problem. And sometimes slowing that down and just preparing a little bit better and being a little bit more prepared can have just a tremendous, you know, impact on strep, parasitis, E. coli, things like that.
Let's talk a little bit about the feed intake piece. The third one you mentioned is kind of the main important criteria. You know, let's assume that we got the environment correct and we've minimized the stressors as good as we can, or at least we think those things are in check. What are the strategies that you offer up to a producer to try and encourage that feed intake or just to improve it from wherever it is right now?
And it's going to be really dependent on, you know, barns and help and things like that. You know, one thing is, you know, eating should be an enjoyable experience for all livestock, right? It's what they do all day long. It's what we want them to do. So feeders have to be clean. They have to be clean, and we want the feed to be presented in a clean manner, and we don't want it to be stale. So obviously the sanitation piece is key. The second thing, you know, I've had to talk to some producers where we just haven't had those pigs that kind of start. They don't seem to take off to the feed. You know, one thing we've done is we've really put pigs into a pen where there's no feed, and we let them sit for an hour or two or calm down for an afternoon. And then we really come in and make a big event by mat feeding and making it an activity so that the pigs start to see like, oh my gosh, everyone's crowding over there. What's going on? You know, many of these pigs, they may not take to water or feed for the first 24 hours, maybe longer. They might find the water, but they may not find the feed. And so those things are really crucial in the first 2 to 3 days of setting that pig up for the rest of his nursery phase. And one other key piece is something, you know, in addition to mat feeding would be gruel feeding, especially in, you know, small pens, sick pens. I think there's this mentality we as producers and veterinarians, we think, well, we picked up this small challenge pig and we put him in the sick pen. And because he's in a sick pen, that means that there's this sphere of protection around him and there's something different going on in that pen, when in reality, the water mechanism's the same, the feed's the same. We have to do more to get those pigs to eat. So, you know, really emphasizing the importance of gruel feeding continuously, not just, oh, I put it out there and, you know, I came back later and it needs to be a habit of, I checked, I came back multiple times that day. And I think once producers see the benefit of that, they'll really take to putting in the effort for it.
Very good. The pig doesn't lie, right, Taylor? The pig will tell you if what you're doing is working or not. And if there's folks listening that are having challenging nursery startups and anything you shared with them, they're not doing, I think we gave them a great little to-do list of stuff to try, and the pig will tell us if it's making it better or not.
Absolutely.
Thanks for coming on and sharing that information with the audience, Taylor. It's really good stuff.
Thank you very much, Clayton. Appreciate it. Happy to be here.
Well, we got to thank the audience because we wouldn't be able to do this without them, Taylor. So to the folks out there that are listening, thank you very much for being a part of this. If you have not taken a moment to subscribe and to give us a review, we greatly appreciate that. If you know somebody that can benefit from this, if you've got somebody that works in wean to finish or nurseries, please, you know, share this episode so they get Taylor's information and they can apply it. If you haven't visited our website, check out swinehealthblackbelt.com, where you can see this episode as well as all the other ones we put out every Friday. For Dr. Taylor Engel, I'm Dr. Clayton Johnson. It's been our pleasure to spend some time with you, and we hope you have a great rest of your day.